believe that? Holy cow, what a game. Can you believe? I mean, yet again, Inter Miami finds a way to win a game in a semifinal or a final or what have you. When you count them out, you just can't. You can't count them out. Hey, everybody, how are you doing tonight? Hopefully a few of you file in here and we'll have some fun playing around, talking a little bit about our thoughts on this game. I want to hear your thoughts in the chat as well on this game. And, you know, we can always take calls as well. Let me load that up while we're thinking about that. But what a crazy night. Here, let me load up the old voicemail machine in case anybody wants to drop us a line. And,
Okay, I found this on the web for Buddy Wants to Drop Off the Line and check it out.
Siri jumping in. Holy cow. All right, here we go. What a nutty game. Hang on, guys. I set this up at the last second. Let me make some small adjustments here in the studio. All right, that's better. Usually I have time to set up the studio, but literally walking from the game to do this, had no time, but What an insane game. How are you guys feeling? Hey, right now hopefully you're doing the same thing I'm doing, watching this, talking about this game, but also got the old Houston game right here. You can't really see it there, but got the Houston game. Jesus, it's just one of those days. Hold on. One of those nights, things are going wrong in here, and they went wrong for Miami as well for some of this game. So we want Houston to win this next game, right? Because if Houston wins, we host the final. So I'm curious to find out how everybody's feeling after that, after that exciting game. But before we do that, let's say thank you to a few people, and that's to Caneswear. And you know, you want to celebrate Inter Miami and go buy some gear, go to Caneswear. They're located in Davie, Florida, just south of 595 on University Drive. Go to caneswear.com. All orders over $99 ship for free. They've got all your messy gear, everything you want. You want to buy a house? Call Mia Rodriguez. She speaks three languages, folks: Portuguese, English, and Spanish. She is the GOAT of realtors, and she can help you buy or sell any property. So give Mia a call as well. So as I'm watching this game, I was taking notes, but most of my notes were negative because it felt like, for the most part, this game, they looked tired. And Tata made some changes that I think we could all probably question. Crazy making changes in a semifinal, changing what was working, why change what's working type of thing, but they were making changes regardless. So that was a surprise. But let's say hello to you guys that are in the chat. Normally I have Ed with me, but he is currently working, so trying to do this on my own here. Let's say hello to my channel, Ricardo Paredes. How you doing, Ricky? Patrick is in the house as well. Wolf Emilis. I'm sure I'm destroying your name. Nico, the Inter Miami RW. What is RW? What is the RW? And then we've got some names. I don't see that often. So this is cool. Anthino Vendi, a bit of a channel. What a match. Messi assist. Eduardo Celis is in the house. Our friend from Morocco. We know I can't say his name. Everybody's favorite Eric Thomas is in the house. Tarun Chowdhury. The team looks so tired. You are correct. The team did look tired. Jose Velasquez, welcome. Gamer Sav. YouTube Original 12. Messi needs a rest. He's not going to get one. B King. Hey, B King. Virginia Argentina. Oh, yeah, Mr. Krabs. How you doing? I was ready for us to lose as well. If you look at my notes, you'd think we did lose. Sunan Ramanandi is here as well. And last couple here that we'll say hello to. Very good game from Samuel Rosa and Sama React as well. So, how did you guys feel? So, a thing I'm seeing from you guys is the team looked tired. Jorge, who won? Inter Miami won. Inter Miami beat Cincinnati. If you weren't watching that game, you should have. It was on Paramount Plus, and I think it was also on Telemundo as well. Paramount Plus had two cameras that you could watch the game. You could watch it the normal game, or you could watch the Messi cam. And I started watching the Messi cam a little bit, but I was getting sidetracked because what was on my iPad with the Messi cam was not in the perfect timing as the TV was with Paramount Plus. It was like it's a bit of a lag or whatever. It was driving me nuts. But it was tough. But yeah, so my biggest issue, and let's start there. See if you guys agree with me, because I know a lot of you guys think the team was tired, and I agree. The team definitely looked tired, but I think there's more to it than that. And people are asking, before I go to that, people are asking what September 27th is the final. Correct. The 27th is the final for this tournament, the U.S. Open Cup. The U.S. For those of you that are out of the country, U.S. Open Cup, it's kind of like the FA Cup in England, right? Isn't it about the same as that? But it's the oldest running tournament, sporting tournament in the United States, going on since I think it was 1917. And it's, it only took a break because of COVID. So it's been on running. It doesn't get the respect it deserves in this country. But once you get to this level, once you get to the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals, all of a sudden people seem to care. And in Cincinnati, they clearly cared. Their stadium was full. The stadium looked, their supporters section, while it looked different than Miami, Miami might have a little more flavor with the South American style. They were very coordinated in the Cincinnati supporters club section. It looked very, very good. Gamer Sav saying, yes, it's like the FA Cup. Exactly. Just didn't want to get my cups wrong. Oh, yeah, Krebs saying, don't have Paramount Plus, so I had to watch the game on Telemundo. It was better. I don't know. I don't know if it was better because on the Paramount Plus broadcast, we had Ray Hudson. You know, we had this guy right here.
This is a magisterial goal of the highest order.
We had him. We had actually our Inter Miami group from last season. I mean, you had Andres, I forget his last name, Dre on the call, and then Ray Hudson on the color commentary. And you can't beat Ray Hudson. Look. Ray Hudson, one of his lines from tonight, after Campana scored, I think his second goal after that Messi free kick, Ray Hudson yells out, he doesn't pull rabbits out of the hat, he pulls kangaroos. I mean, come on, it doesn't get any better than that. Comment here, it's actually a good thing the final's too far. It gives us time to recover. There's not a lot of recovery time, and we could talk about that a little bit. Not a lot of recovery time because every game in MLS matters right now. Every game is super important. Eric Thomas saying that place was rocking tonight in Cincinnati. Chris Arjun checking in. Another epic win. Papa Allen. Terry Allen, Noah Allen's dad. He can drop a beer in a shot glass from across the bar. That's right. That's another Ray Hudson. Your son did great. Came in, added some life in that second half. He did a really good job. And then also here coming in, talk big, do small. Why you us games so tight? Only 3 days rest. Even in Europe, you get 4 days rest after 3 days back to league. Yeah, the league's stacked. I mean, it's stacked right now. That's one of the things that they probably need to look at is the schedule congestion, right? So with the league's cup, maybe there's a different time to put it, or maybe they just need to, you know, one thought that came up about the league's cup, and I'm going off tangents. I wanted to talk about something else, but I can't help it. Was somebody had mentioned to me, why don't we play the League's Cup on, say, on Wednesdays, same way Champions League is played, and just spread it out over a longer period of time? And they could do that. Maybe they'll think about doing that, but I don't think so. Because they do say that all the games will be played in the United States, even though I do believe some games should be played in Mexico. But there's definitely a congestion. So if you go far in each tournament, your schedule, because right now, we like it's mentioned right here, Eduardo saying, worry about Saturday's game. Team does not have enough time to recover. Correct. And everything that Tata is saying is that Messi does not want to take a break, and he'll take a break when he wants to take a break. And as of right now, here's a comment here, and we're going to lean heavy on comments tonight. So jump in. I may have other agenda to talk about, but we will skip that to deal with your comments. This is what this show is all about, your reaction and my reaction together. Eric Thomas saying, I'm sorry, Peter, U.S. Open Cup is now priority over MLS playoffs right now. We need to we have a higher probability of winning the U.S. Open Cup. Time to cycle. Don't disagree with that one bit. Hang on, I'm just trying to fix things. It's driving me nuts. Got some lighting issues that are driving me a little bit nutty here. The voicemail. Yes. Hang on a second. Let me find it. I usually have it set up when Ed is here. And so this is the voicemail, and we'll just do this. Well, hang on. Close Ed out and just put me in the middle. So here's a voicemail. 786-474-4435. Thanks for the reminder. If you want to get in on the messiest talk on earth, call 786-474-4435. We'll leave this right here for right now. And I'll just increase this a little bit. Producing on the fly right here. All right, that looks okay. But back to Eric's comment. I 100% agree. MLS, you know, I think I said this on our previous show that I want to get into the playoffs, but if you win two trophies in two other tournaments, we're good. You just know you're set up for next season, you know? So, I got the feeling from when what Tata said that Messi's probably not taking a break anytime soon. So Chris Arjun asking, any idea where the final is being played? It is being played in Fort Lauderdale if Houston wins. Currently it is 0-0. If Salt Lake wins, I do believe they are hosting. And looks like we already got a voicemail. So good. I'll get to that in just a second. Looking at some more chats here. Agreed with talk big, do small. If you don't take a break, it's easy to get injured, like hamstring. Remember, Messi has a history with hamstrings. He was out for 3 months. I agree. But one thing before getting to the voicemail. Oh, we got two. Before getting to the voicemail, this is my concern. So right here was our starting lineup. Tata made quite a few changes. The biggest change, I think, Houston just scored. Houston just scored in the 50th minute. 1-0 Houston. Malta came back too soon. He should have been brought in the second half or something. I mean, he looked fit, but he hasn't had time to gel with the team, in my opinion, yet. So I was surprised to see Malta in the starting lineup. Gomez, I don't know. He's good at times. He gives the ball away too much, in my opinion. And then Avilas coming in as well was interesting. Nothing great or bad. I was happy to see Campana start. But Campana, it felt to me that Campana took a while to gel with Messi. And I don't know if he ever really fully gelled with Messi, other than Messi realized, hey, I put a ball in the air. Campana can get on the end of it. He's tall. He's good like that. But I don't know if he has a connection yet with Messi that in the way that, say, Martinez does. GamerSav saying U.S. Open Cup is a higher priority than MLS Cup. I agree. Terry Allen, heart attack Herons. That's right. I was preparing for this to be, you know, just sad. Well, looking at the bright side, hey, we got one trophy. Now we could focus on MLS. That's where my mind was going. But it was super exciting, super exciting game. Eduardo saying, what about the possibility of playing the U.S. Cup final at the Hard Rock Stadium? Heard that at Telemundo broadcast. Is that truly possible? All things are possible. I've said on this channel quite a bit that there is a bit of an issue with Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, the owner of that stadium, owning his own sports marketing company, Relevant Sports, who brings international clubs to the United States to play in preseason competitions. I haven't heard of the International Champions Cup in a few years. So I don't know if he's still doing it, but there's been some issues. But then, as we've talked about on the show, and our friend One World, One Goal has said, money talks. So you never know. I lean towards no, because all indications were if the League's Cup final was going to be played in Miami, in South Florida, it was going to be played at Drive Pink. So I would lean towards no, that it's going to continue to stay. So anyways, back on the screen, making changes, resting players, have to do it. We've got to incorporate these young guys, but doing so many changes at one time, I think, was Tata's mistake. Now, Tata's success would be that, in my opinion, he was smart enough to realize he made the mistakes, made changes. Houston is now winning 2-0, guys. Houston is now winning 2-0. So as of right now, if the game ends the way it's looking right now, we would be hosting that final. And that question, whether or not it would be at the Hard Rock, would become a legit question, right? But talking about, I see some conversations about Messi. Pedro Rafael saying, for Messi, is all games to win. Leo wants to win, always win, and he's going to try. That's the mentality that this team have. Agreed. But I think even Messi looked a little bit, he wasn't as involved. Now, some of that could be the changes that were made. He wasn't getting the ball as much, but, Uncle Ed checking in the chat. Get to work, Ed. Oh, Ed says he's going to get on in a few minutes. Well, come on then. What you waiting for? Let me do this. Let me refresh something. All right. So before Ed decides to jump in, let's go to some of these voicemails. I'm not going to play the little sound thing. We're just going to go to them. Here's a voicemail. Here we go.
Hey, what's up? My name is Sean. I'm saying, I don't believe it. We actually won again, like another penalty shootout. Like, I wasn't ready for this. like back-to-back games where we go to penalties, but we got it done. And like, to be perfectly honest, like around like, I was ready to like, for us to lose. Like I was like, as the game was winding down, I was starting like, well, you know what? Can't win them all. Can't win them all. But then Leo Campania scores. Game goes to extra time. And then, yeah, we did score. We thought we won, but then Cincy tied it. Yeah. But luckily we took care of it in penalties and that's all that matters. So yeah, it was so great. You know, we're actually going to the final. Woohoo! Inter Miami. All right. Thank you very much.
Agreed. It was an exciting night. Mia Rodriguez, a realtor, is checking in and as well. Nice. All right, let's go to just more celebrating. Let's see what else we got.
Hey, Peter. Broward Heron here. Man, that was a hell of a game. Just absolutely insane from beginning to end. I wanted to get your opinion on this, but do we really have to go for playoffs now? At the rate Messi has been going, he absolutely needs to rest and just take it easy. I think we really need to just give up on playoffs. I really do. I think we need to just forget about it and look forward to the next season. We need to just rest on our laurels because we cannot have anybody injured anymore. We've had too many injuries and yeah, it's not looking good. And I'm more than happy with losing most of the games in the playoffs if it means next season we could absolutely steamroll the competition. So would love your input on that. Thank you.
So agreed to some point. We can't give up on the MLS playoffs. Can we do it smart? Like people are mentioning in the chat, rest some players. But you don't put Messi on ice for the rest of MLS season. You don't do that to Busquets either, or Jordi Alba for our old guys. The interesting thing is, and tonight, the changes that Tata made, he kept in all the old guys. The old guys were still there. He changed out the younger people that probably, you know, Kromoski could go. He's young enough. He could keep going. But anyways, I would say I agree to it to some extent. The MLS Cup playoffs are not a priority now. Like Eric was saying, the U.S. Open Cup trophy is attainable. So that is priority. Apparently, I'm seeing on the Houston game is 1-0 now. So I guess they got one of their goals called back. I'm not watching it. Just, you know, looking at the highlights here and there, but you got to try. But what the rest of this MLS season is a chance to at least play around with these younger players. I saw in the chat somebody mentioning that Farias, or however you say his name, looked good. I agree. He looked really, really promising. That was one of the notes that I made. He looked super promising. So, you know, getting those guys incorporated more and more will be a big part, I think, of this second half of last quarter or whatever of the MLS season. It'll be super important so that those older players can take a break so that they're not, risking injury. So, agreed, MLS Cup playoffs are not priority, but you want to get in, right? I want to get in. All right, next voicemail.
Woohoo! Hey, it's Italian One World One Goal. Hey, Peter, and sorry you're working, Uncle Ed. Oh my God, what a game. I hope you're able to sneak some of it in. This was like so exciting because I had Telemundo on the TV and I had a free CBS, thank you very much, Ray Hudson. My mom was doing the same. She had the phone and the tablet going, the phone and the TV going, and I was over here in Miami having the phone and the tablet going, and the CBS was on like a 1-minute delay, so I could watch them back and forth, which was completely weird, but, you know, for once in my life, I finally both have Andres Cantar goal, the famous goal, you know, and then we have Ray Hudson, who cannot love him, pulling the rabbit out of the hat thing with the dropping the shot glass in a beer at the end of the bar in another town or whatever he was saying. He was like magisterial as always. So super exciting. And I don't know, guys. We're just going to be living this messy magic dream forever. Campapi was good. I take back everything I ever said about him. Martinez was great. Of course, Benja was great. Shout out special to Noah Allen, his father, Terry, who watches our show. And so proud of you, Sam. Love you guys. Love the show.
And speaking of Terry, he asks a question. Peter, if we win the Open Cup, what happens with the CONCACAF Champions Cup berth from Open Cup? So I don't know, because this situation actually has happened. And I think I have an idea. It happened with Monterrey. So Monterrey, if they had won their third place game with League's Cup, if they had won that, they would have gotten a berth into the Champions Cup. These names are messing me up. But they've already qualified for the Champions Cup. So what I understand is it goes to that next team then, the next best team. So it would have gone to, had they won, it would have gone to the team they beat. So I would imagine, that the winner of the Open Cup gets the berth into the Champions Cup. We're already there. So then it would go to the second place team in the Open Cup. That's what I think. Based on what looks like is would have happened with the Champions League stuff. Broward Heron agreeing here. I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. The younger players could absolutely shine the rest of the season. This is their moment. This is their moment. But it's going to be sprinkled in with our older players. All right, another voicemail. Keep them coming, guys.
Hi, thank you for bringing the information and stuff for the fan, soccer, football, whatever. And a big congratulations for the fans of Miami. And yes, they are in the final. That's a great news. And I have something for the people that hate or Bo Messi. Shame on you. You paid thousands of dollars to watch him, but at the same time, you disrespect. I don't know how many times that dude, Lionel Messi, has to prove that he will make you guys embarrassed and disappointed. The only thing you guys can do is just watch him, enjoy him. The moment that he is playing, every minute that he is on the ground and on the pitch, you guys should enjoy it, and you guys should be thankful and joyful. That's the only thing I can tell you guys. You guys pay thousands of dollars to go and boo him or disrespect. That is very shameful. That is very disrespect for a person that, without argument, no doubt that he is the GOAT, greatest of all time, and will never repeat like Messi in near future. No way. There is no argument about that. But I personally watched him one time live. He was playing in Seattle, so I'm calling from Seattle. My name is Sam. So, again, I'm so happy. I'm very happy. Looking forward to watching the final, hopefully, in Miami's home. Let's see. Thank you, and have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
He was great. That guy was great, Ed.
Wow. Where's he from?
He said he's from Seattle. I don't know where the accent's from, but he's from currently in Seattle.
Oh, good. Oh, but Peter, man, what an exciting game, man.
Yeah, and what do you think about what he was saying? He was just now saying he doesn't agree with people booing Messi. We talked a little bit about this over the weekend. I'm on board with it. If you're a Cincinnati fan, you boo him. I agree with it. He's our player, so we love him. But you know, how do you feel about people? Because it seems like every stadium he's going into, if that team has done a good job and filled it with their own fans, and we haven't taken over, he's getting right. booed. What do you think about that?
No, I think it's a great thing. I like when he did his penalty, how he was like defiant, you know. He was like, all right, you know, he kind of like looked at the crowd like, you know, how you like that, you know. He basically made them all his bitches is what it was, you know. It was awesome, you know. And you know, why not? Why, everybody should you know, to do that, use your home field advantage and you know, and try to get that win. And apparently nobody could beat us yet. This is, we just beat the top team in Major League Soccer, Peter Brown, in their house. We suffered through it big time, but man, that's that right. Was so much fun. That was so much fun. And you know, I was like so depressed. I went through different phases, man, of you know, depression, of you know, of happiness, of you know. And I was, you know, one of the things that I thought most of it was like, oh, what's this going to do to the team, man? They're all going to get so down, and they're going to be like depressed. Or, you know, the whole mysticism of being unbeaten with Messi is going to be over. Messi didn't score this time, you know, other than the penalty. But you know, it's first time he didn't score a goal. But you know,
yeah,
impressive. You know, Campana, we did something we didn't do before. We had, you know, head goals. You know, we were going through the air. That was wonderful, you know. I thought that was great, and then Joseph came in and he scored, you know, the third goal. It looked like for a moment it looked like we were going to lose in the second half. You know, time was running out and it was over, and I was just like, oh man, it's over, man, this thing's over. And then boom, we tied it, and then you know, and then the overtime or whatever, it seemed like we were gonna win, and then boom, they tied it. So yeah, it was you know, like Terry Allen saying, it was a roller coaster of emotions. We went through everything, you know. And here I was trying to work. I couldn't work. I couldn't watch. I was like, Peter, I need to work. You know, send me messages. Let me know if we're winning or if we're losing, if you know, whatever. And yeah, you did a decent job. You know, I think you could have been more thorough, but I mean, you're watching the game. So
I you know, luckily Eric was there to fill in some, you know, but yeah, I'm trying to pay attention to the game. And I was also taking notes, which why bother? Because I'm not touching on any of the notes that I took because I'm busy talking to our friends in the chat. But it was definitely a roller coaster of emotions. What did you think of Messi's game today? I thought, you know,
He disappeared a lot.
Huh?
Yeah, I think he disappeared a lot, man.
Disappeared a lot. Yeah, agreed. I think I don't know if it's because he's tired or if it's because, hey, they made changes and the person like Taylor that he's gotten really good at connecting with wasn't there. So I don't know how much is it Messi's fault for not being involved. And also Busquets had a bad game. He kept getting the bad passes, balls taken away from him. And he's the guy that quite often finds Messi. So just the group was off. And it wasn't until the halftime that I think it got better for sure.
And you got to think Cincinnati did their homework. I'm sure these guys were studying all the videos and stuff. And people are starting to find out ways of shutting our guys down. But the thing is, we've got so many, you know, alternatives, so many different, you know, things that we could do, you know. But I kind of blame Tata. I mean, when you first sent the lineup, I was like, no, dude, you know, you don't change a winning team, you know. And they were doing good, and yes, they're tired, but
Saturday is the game that he could do that. When we're playing New York Red Bulls, that's when you could do that, not in a semifinal.
Exactly. And you know, Gomez again, you know, I think he's a good player. I think he's still not adapted well. But Mota, man, come on. Why put him in there, dude? I mean, he's just coming off of his and starting more than anything. I mean,
And making bad passes, bad shots, you know. Dude, it was too soon.
He wasn't ready. And Tata's done this before. He did the same thing with Gomez. And, you know, when Gomez first showed up, he put him on that one game, and he wasn't doing good, and he's doing it again. And what's up with Tata, man? I mean, he fixed it towards the end.
He fixed it. And with our previous coach, Neville, I don't know if the fix would have happened, right? So that you got to respect, you know, the fact that he realized maybe it was too much change too quick and made some adjustments. Gomez, I think he's got promise. He gets in the right positions to where he's very involved, but he gives away the ball a lot. He makes dumb tackles at times. But so I think there's something potentially there, but just needs more time. Maybe they need to send him down to the two team, get him get some more reps. Just let him start on the two team.
Yeah, I think he's looking forward to these players so much. He wants them to play and he wants them to shine. But I'm glad that Campana finally got the shine. With Messi, even though like in the beginning of the game, they were everything was off. I don't know, dude. They're tired. But I kind of blame it on, the formation, man. I think he took them off their game. Like you said, Messi was used to Taylor, just the setup was wrong. I just think Tata did the wrong thing by changing the lineup. He should have stayed with that. Maybe he wanted to throw them off, change things up or a little bit, but it obviously didn't work. The thing is, we're still unbeaten with Messi in the field.
But they find a way. This team finds a way. Hey, let's go to our last voicemail here for now, and see what this says.
Yo, Peter, this is a new wise man from Atlanta. I just want to say congratulations on the win tonight. What a crazy game! Just hard to believe that Messi pulled it off once again. I think tonight if Houston wins against you, then you guys get to host the final. But is there any chance that they're going to do the final at the Dolphin Stadium?
Yeah, we talked about that. I'm not sure. I mean, there's always a chance. There's always a chance. But I think they'll play it at DriveBank. Because I think, based on what I understand, that was the plan for if we hosted the League's Cup final, that they were going to still do it at the DriveBank. I don't think Hard Rock is really in the equation. So I don't know. I mean, I know even in this chat, there's differing opinions, but right. I think it'll be a DriveBank.
I think they had mentioned the possibility of maybe going over there. I don't know where I heard it from. I don't know if it was somebody that we could trust, but either way, we're going, Peter Brown.
That's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. We definitely need to be there. Somehow this team, you just cannot count them out. In the first half, I started getting bored a little bit. I felt like the game was a little bit boring. We had majority of the possession, 60-something% or 70%, whatever it was. But I felt like it was kind of a boring first half, and I started feeling like, well, this feels a little bit like what we looked like before Messi got here, because he was invisible to some extent, right? And so it was a little bit depressing. But somehow you just cannot count this version of this team. You cannot count them out. Messi's going to do some magic.
I really did, man. I actually walked away when they scored when they tied it. Cause I was just like, oh man, we lost, whatever. I'm going to go back to, working or whatever. And then the guys, the guys that were taking a break, they all start yelling and I'm like, whoa, what? They tied it. So I had to run back and watch the
review. Alfredo Aguilar is saying it's good news that even having a bad game, we ended up winning. The team had very few hours of training together. They should improve the performance. And that was something that the announcers had said Tata had apparently made some comment that they haven't really been able to institute a whole lot of new tactics. I mean, he's just kind of play a game, have a day of rest, one day of practice, go somewhere and play another game. And pretty much that's, I think, the way the rest of the season's going to be, because we're going to have, I know you don't like this, Ed, but I think we're going to have a lot of midweek games because, you do have to, you've got to squeeze in the makeup game for Charlotte. They're going to probably put that on a weekday, I imagine.
Right.
And I think there were already some weekday games on the books. The game that we're going it's Alfredo is the guy we're going with, right?
Yeah, that's Alfredo. Yeah.
That's a Wednesday night game.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna get used to this team playing on a Wednesday and a Saturday or Sunday for
these guys are gonna be exhausted, Peter.
Right,
that's the thing. There's some games that I think Messi's probably going to miss because he's going to go to World Club.
He's going to miss at least one, maybe two.
So that's going to suck, you know. But whatever. He's still, you know, he had said I think that he wasn't going to go to the next World Cup, but
right.
if he keeps playing well, he might end up going. And plus, it's going to be here in the States, so. They're probably going to tell him, hey, at least, you know, stay on the bench or, you know, we'll get you in for a few minutes or whatever. So, you know, he's the best player in the world, man. Even at 40-something, I'd have him on the team.
Yeah. Krabs giving a little love to Drake Callender. Let's appreciate Drake Callender while we still have him. Europe could be knocking on the door. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
And I think Drake even looked a little shaky in the first half. You know, yep. But he came up strong, came up big when he needed to in the moments. So that was important. I mean, you know, stopping that PK. I mean, he's our PK specialist right now. He's you know, you feel good, but with our chances. I noticed their keeper, Cincinnati's keeper, he was trying to play some shenanigans. I don't know if he was watching the Leagues Cup with that Mexican goalkeeper or something, but he kept like walking off a little bit. The referee would have to go and talk to him a couple of times, like, you know, tell him to, you know, kind of let's get it moving, play around with his glove, you know, just more delaying tactics, gamesmanship, if you will. It didn't work. Yeah.
Oh, no, totally didn't work. And like, you know, all the fans booing and, you know, Messi and all the rest of the players, it didn't work, man. These guys are getting really good at penalties. You know, I was kind of comfortable. I was kind of saying, if we go to penalties, you know, these guys have confidence. They've been through it before. I think they'll be able to do them. And dude, they haven't missed yet. So this is great. Well, we all did miss that one.
Terry Allen bringing up a good point. Rules for Open Cup only have 18-player roster. A lot of tough decisions Tata had to make. In the end, we won. So the coach is a genius. On to the finals. You're a genius when you win. You're a moron when we lose. But
exactly. I got a song for Tata.
What's that?
I got a song for Tata.
What's that?
The supporters could start. Da, 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 da.
You should do it.
Da, da. So we got to start doing that, guys.
They should definitely do that.
Da, da. It's easy. And you don't even have to speak Spanish.
No, I could do that one. I could even do that one.
Anybody could do that one.
There is that one Spanish chant that I learned back in the old Miami FC Strikers days and all that. The tenemos que ganar, vamos, vamos, Miami, tenemos que ganar, like that. Yeah, I learned that one.
But the thing with that one, Peter, is like everybody
does it. So it's like we did really it back annoying. Then. Back in the day, yeah. We did that one.
I think even in Cincinnati, they did that one.
Let's see, what else we got in the chat? Thoughts on Gomez. Gomez is a no for me, says YouTube Origin 12.
Yeah, I think they brought him in. I know that Tata, you know, this is one of the guys probably that Tata, you know, asked for. And he likes his guys. He's he's probably trying to, you know, bring these guys in, but I just don't think they were ready. Farias looked all right, you know.
I thought he looked real promising. I think he looked better than all right. I thought he looked very promising.
Avilés wasn't that bad.
No, he was all right. I didn't nothing great, nothing bad.
Yeah. Right, yeah, nothing to write home about, definitely. But I think they still need a little more time. I don't think they should be starters just yet. You know, hold your horses, man. Campana, though, I'm okay that he finally started. I mean, he scored two goals. Who was the man of the match, by the way?
I don't know. To me, it should be Campana. He scored two goals.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
I'm not sure. I didn't see, because as soon as the game was over, I started setting up the room and getting ready. So I don't know. Some comments about your song choice, Eric Thomas. That's why it won't get sung in the stadium, Ed, because it's not in Spanish. Oh, the irony.
But it's not in English either. All it is ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
All you're saying is ta-ta.
Yeah, there's ta-ta. I mean, dude, it's like, yeah. And plus, isn't that like a Beatles song or something?
Yeah.
So,
which is English. Yeah,
well, they got something against the Beatles.
Yeah, nah. do the Argentinians like Beatles? Because we got a lot of Argentinians in the.
That's true. But
I don't know how they feel about it.
They're okay now. I mean, they got over the whole, you know, the whole war thing. I think everybody gets along. Plus, everybody loves Beckham. So
yeah, Alfredo Aguilar he's all in for the song on Wednesday.
See?
He'll you and him can do it.
Both of it. Come on, Peter, you can join in too.
Yeah, I'll do it. this guy, the best defense is to attack. Yep, agreed. Speaking of defense, one of the thoughts I had for a while, but I think this game really shined a light on it. Can we please get a central defender that has some speed? I like Kristoff. Kristoff had a very good League's Cup. Not only because he got an assist, but he played well in defense. His positioning is good and he can do some good stuff. But if there's a fast guy coming, old man Kristoff is not catching him. Miller, a little bit faster, but still not a lot. Can we get it? You know, central defense tend to be big people. Can we get a big man with speed? I don't know. Is Avilas got some speed? Is he the future big man in the middle? I don't know. But, you know, they're slow. They're just slow because that was, you know, Cincinnati was fast on I think it was what the guy's name was Santos in the second half, blonde hair, dreads. Guy was fast and he was definitely hurting us. They almost had a goal early in the game that was called back again due to speed.
Yeah. It was, you know, all these games are so exciting, man. They keep us in there and yeah, it's a Hey Jude song. Yeah.
Farhan Tariq feels that Messi should be the man of the match because he created the two chances. Generally, I would say man of the match, at least in the MLS, in this country, tend to go to the goal scorer. I mean, generally.
Generally. But of course, it's Messi.
But it is so, Messi.
Yeah, so, you know, everything goes out the window. Messi.
Everything goes out the window.
And this is the place to talk Messi. This is what the messiest. What was it, Peter? I like Peter's. The messiest.
Yeah, the thing I came up with. Nope, not that. oh, I think it's over here, which you're not in anymore because you were late.
The messiest talk on earth.
That's it. And if you want to get in a phone call here for the last minutes of the show, we're gonna probably wrap this up in a few minutes. 786-474-4435. You can call. You can even call if you're from
anywhere, really.
Where you was can, it? It was.
Wasn't it from Morocco? No.
Where was the call from this weekend? It wasn't Iraq, but it was over in that part of the
country. Afghanistan.
It was Afghanistan. That was it. I knew it was over in that part of the world. Yeah. So.
They just got to put the zero, I think it's 01 or something. And
oh, you could just use WhatsApp because WhatsApp you can call internationally.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Save your money. Yeah.
Sounds 123 says, did you hear Ray Hudson commentary? I did. And I loved it. Ray Hudson was great. Ed, I don't know if you heard this, but one of my favorite sayings he had in this game right after I think it was the second goal from Campana. He yells out, he doesn't pull rabbits out of the hat. He pulls kangaroos. I loved it, so I wrote it down.
Unfortunately, I watched with Telemundo. We had Andres Cantor doing. So, you know, both English and Spanish were good, man. You know, you had Andres Cantor and you had Ray Hudson in English.
Not bad. Two legends right there.
You can't go bad.
One goal is reminding us it was Afghanistan. Broward Heron says, I love Ray Hudson so much. He deserves Twelman's job. Put them together. Put them together. Twelman is, yeah. I love Twelman. If you're not listening to Twelman's podcast on Apple podcasts, you should be. It's probably everywhere, but it's definitely on the Apple because it's an Apple product. But in his podcast, he interviewed Jorge Mas. He did a really good interview with Phil Neville. And Phil Neville was really cool because, you know, he was like, look, I saw the writing on the wall. I knew I was not going to be the guy coaching Messi. I mean, he knew it. It's like, no hard feelings. So Twelman's podcast that he's doing, audio only podcast, is pretty good. So I like them both. I mean, Ray obviously adds a different flavor for sure. But, and One World, One Goal, listen to the Jorge Mas interview. Yeah. And then he was also in the League's Cup final. He ran out on the field with his microphone, was interviewing Drake Callender, Robert Taylor, and Robert Taylor's dad. So, you know, he's doing some good stuff, too. So I like him as well. He's outspoken, and I like people that have an opinion.
Exactly. No, he's pretty fun. I like him. He does, when he first came out, I was like, you know, he was criticizing everything I thought, but now he's grown on me.
Yeah. I mean, he's still at times, he used to say things like Miami did not deserve an MLS team. That's what would piss us off.
There you go.
But since he's been to South Florida several times to watch Messi, I think his opinion might have changed a little bit.
He's come around. Yeah. So I guess he's on the nice person.
But he's not the only one. So look, I'm watching a lot of clips on YouTube from other channels, and they just put up whatever Messi conversations they have. So ESPN does this a lot. And so you got Hercules Gomez on an ESPN show. I forgot the name of his show. And he's wearing whatever jersey we're playing against. So in that episode, he was wearing a Nashville jersey. So, and then in that conversation, he said, I need to get a Cincinnati jersey now. So he's doing whatever, he's cheering for every team we're playing against.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a hater. I think Hercules Gomez was a great player and a pretty good broadcaster.
Well, he's definitely pissed off because they didn't give him his press pass for
exactly.
For, you know, so I don't blame him.
He did get shut down. He posted that on Twitter. So
that's anyways. Probably you know that's you know kind of in the face of Inter Miami, the press guys because you know they how dare they say no to Hercules?
Exactly. One World, One Goal says something, and then we're gonna pretty much wrap up the show. I think at this point.
Yeah, because my battery's dying too.
All right. She poses a question. I wish we could have Andreas Cantor and Ray Hudson with Phil Shane all at once. Both languages would be amazing. Wow, that'd be a lot. That's a lot right there. Sounds 123 is asking if Messi will rest next game. I don't think so, but, you know, I would expect to see a little bit of what Tata did in this game and rest some players. So giving the young guys more opportunity. It all depends. From what Tata says, it all depends on Messi. Messi's calling the shots, I guess. If he wants to take a break, he gets a break. If he doesn't want to take a break, you're not getting a break. So
he's very competitive. You know, you could tell, you know, his mannerisms and everything while he was playing. You know, they did show him a lot.
Yeah.
He was concentrating and looking around and everything. Walked like, you know, like nobody else walks on that field. I mean, the last person I saw walk, you know, like that was Carlos Valderrama back in the Fusion days. You know, and he would make the most incredible passes.
Yeah.
And Messi does the most incredible passes. I mean, you know, I always knew that he would be able to find Campana up in the air, and he did it twice this time, and he's probably going to do it more. You know, he can make the guy's career.
One last thing, and I'll leave it at this. Richard Greenberg from Toronto is asking, any new updates on the Inter-Miami, on the new Miami Stadium start? No, and as One World, One Goal says in the chat, the permits were cleared. Yeah, I read that a lot of permits were cleared. So, but I don't know what they're waiting for. Maybe they're waiting for Messi to retire. I don't know. But we lost Ed. I'm not sure what they're waiting for, but they're waiting for something. So I'm not sure. And I did see somebody say in this chat that they snuck into the to Melrose Golf Course and were able to walk around, and they did some video. So we have a construction video where we drove around it because Ed and I are not going to go sneaking in. I just feel like, yes, there is a gate open that we could have done that, and just, but you know you shouldn't be doing that. And I'm too old to get in trouble for something like that. I was going to say something stupid like that. It would be stupid if I do it. You do it, knock yourself out. I'm just not taking that chance. I'm too old to get in trouble like that. I would have done that in my 20s, though, probably. So no news yet. It's got to happen soon. It's got to happen soon. Anyways, thanks, everybody, for watching. Let's celebrate. It's past my bedtime, folks. I got to go to bed. Jay Killington, Florida, says, I was hoping you'd be live. What a game. We were live. We're about to wrap up the show right now. We've been on for almost an hour, so go back and listen. Sports Shorts checking in. Where have you guys been? We're wrapping this thing up right now. And so, geez, more people coming in. Josh Mirez, Messi's pass had a GPS locator. Yeah, right to Campana. Right to Campana. All right, guys, if you missed any of the show, go back and watch it. It'll be posted live for you to watch, the replay. You can watch it and all that. So thanks, everybody, for watching. You know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe, and we will see you next time. Thanks, everybody.